Good morning, fellow Federationists. I'm going to start with the State President's report, and I know that you've heard much of this already, but please forgive me for the repetitive nature, but I really couldn't do this report any other way. I would like to thank President Riccobono and our First Lady, Melissa Riccobono, for coming to our national rep, our convention this weekend. We know that your schedules are busy and you could have chosen to go to other state conventions. We have enjoyed having you and have appreciated your contributions to us. As an affiliate, we always like to do a little something for our national rep, and usually it's taking you out to dinner as an affiliate the night before the convention starts, but we know your schedule is tight. So what we came up with is a certificate to President Riccobono to home slice. So I would like to, it's $100, I would like to present this to you now. And so we're going to start with our actual presentation. Actually, I just lost I'm using my note taker here, so forgive me. I have to find my place. The NFBI Board of Directors for 2016 and 17 were Deborah Kent Stein, first vice president, David Meyer, second vice president, Glenn Moore, secretary, Patty Chang, treasurer, and at-large members, Bill Reif, Mary Grunewald, Kathy Randall, Adrian Faulkner, Steve Hostalis, and Patricia Olson. The chapter presidents were Tori Clark of Blackhawk, Bill Reif of Ferrisville, Brian Sumner, Four Rivers, Steve Hostalis, Chicago, and actually Debbie was initially the chapter president, but Steve took over in April, and Linda Hendel at large, and from our divisions, Ed Birmingham for the Blind Merchants, and Emma Meyer, Illinois Association of Blind Students. I should mention that Patrick Olson is now the Blackhawk chapter president. We thank Tori Clark for her help, and we look forward to working with Patrick. The affiliate engaged in a lot of activities this year. Our members volunteered their time and talent to help change what it means to be blind in our state. And as always, I want to thank the board, chapter and division presidents, and committee chairs, and all of our members who help make this affiliate work effectively. Through our efforts, we have touched the lives of many blind people in Illinois. And because we are blind ourselves, we show that blind people can live the lives they want. Our national convention was held this past year in Orlando in July. It was a great convention, but in particular, it was a spectacular convention for our affiliate. Amy Lund, our Chicago and Springfield Bell Academy teacher, was awarded the Educator of Blind Children Award for her magnificent work with blind children. We had two national scholarship winners, Aneri Brombat, who is now a freshman at Belmont College in Tennessee, and Job Zerikat, a master's degree student at Wheaton College in Illinois. Thanks to Steve Hostalis, idea back in February of this year. The Illinois affiliate applied for one of the Jacob Bolotin awards. The award is given to individuals, chapters, affiliates, or organizations doing innovative or imaginative work to benefit blind people. Steve thought that Freedom Link, our transition program for blind teenagers run by blind mentors, was worthy of applying for the award. In addition to our plaque, we were awarded $10,000 for our efforts in helping blind teenagers strive toward achieving the lives that they want. This past year's Freedom Link had eight mentee participants, and it looks like we will have at least seven this coming year. I want to personally thank Debbie Stein, who has coordinated the program since 2011. I would also like to thank all of our volunteers, Steve Hostalis, Mary Grunewald, Bill Reef, David Meyer, Patty Chang, Robert Hansen, Bruce Paul, Nick Robertson, Paul Shepherdson, Marco Giannotti, and anyone else who has given up their fourth Saturday afternoons of every month to mentor all of the Freedom Link participants we have had since 2008 to the present. And finally, I want to say that I was elected to serve on our national board this past summer. It is an honor and a privilege. As a national board member, I will do all that I can to support the efforts of our organization and President Riccobono to help blind people live the lives they want. We continued to run our Bell Enrichment Literacy and Learning Academies in Chicago and Springfield. The focus of Bell is to give children between the ages of 4 to 12 exposure to Braille. There are Braille-centered activities, games, and crafts. In addition to learning Braille, children are encouraged to do age-appropriate things, such as making their own lunches. The mentors in Bell are blind. The students learn life skills as well as blindness skills to build their self-confidence and independence. The mentors will often read stories in Braille to the kids to show that Braille is fun and can be read with ease. The first academy was the two-week day academy in Chicago from July 17th to July 28th at the Chicago Lighthouse for people who are blind or visually impaired. We had three teachers for this academy. Amy was assisted by co-teachers Samantha Vall and Lauren Mahalik. We had 12 students to sign up. 11 actually participated. 7 of the 11 students had disabilities aside from blindness. Lauren Mahalik was added because of the number of students in Chicago, Bell with multiple disabilities. In addition to learning Braille and crafts, the students went on field trips using white canes and public transportation. One of the trips was a kayaking trip. The Springfield Bell Academy was for 1 week overnight from July 31st to August the 4th. Springfield Bell was held at the YMCA. The parents stayed at a hotel in Springfield. The teachers for this program were Amy and co-teacher Samantha Vall. There were 8 students, and 2 of those students had disabilities other than blindness. One of the highlights of the Springfield Academy was a field trip to a movie to see a descriptive film using, and the children went on public transportation. We expanded the Braille Readers Are Leaders program this year. Illinois expanded the Braille Readers Are Leaders program from Land of Lincoln, Land of Lakes from the previous year to include 8 Great Lakes states. We had 45 participants representing all of the participating Great Lakes states. We decided to expand the program this year, and with the support of the National Association for the Promotion of the Use of Braille, a division of the NFB, we will hopefully bring in more participants. We are not anticipating any additional burden. States wishing to enter will pay $100 before entering the contest. And those states will also promote the contest within their own states. And we will keep the same contest structure as we have had in the past. Our state scholarship program coincided with our national state scholarship program. The application period ran from November 1st of 2016 to March 31st. We had 3 winners this year who you have met and interacted with throughout the convention. And they are active in the affiliate and the student division. They are Emma Meyer, who is the president of the Illinois Association of Blind Students, Amy Bosco, who is the second vice president, and Dustin Kather, who was elected to the student board this morning. Congratulations to all of you. We had a student spring seminar on April 22nd, 2017 in Chicago at the Midway Holiday Inn. Over 30 students attended. We had a general session on community service, breakout sessions on technology, self-advocacy in the classroom, and blindness philosophy. We ended the day with a dance lesson from Patty Chang and Francisco Chang. This past January, members of our state legislation committee, headed by David Meyer, sent a parental rights bill for blind parents to members of our state legislature. Representative Laura Fine sponsored what became HB 2626, the Parental Rights for Blind Parents Act. The bill subsequently passed the Illinois House with a resounding vote. It then moved on to the Illinois Senate, where it was sponsored by Senator Sue Rezin and co-sponsored by John Milroe. The bill again passed, and Governor Rauner signed it in August. It is now the law in Illinois that blind parents cannot lose the rights to raise their children based on blindness alone. The Department of Children and Family Services has agreed to work with members, to work with our members on implementing training and regulations to give effect to the law. This past January, seven of our people went to Washington Seminar. We had two students and one parent as part of the delegation. One of our other members remained behind to organize and schedule appointments and to coordinate Washington Seminar. We met with five members of the House of Representatives. Our participants met with the remaining staff members of the House, of the Illinois House, and the staff members of both Senator Durbin and Senator Duckworth to advocate for legislation important to blind Americans. The legislation included H.R. 1772, accessible instruction, instructional material in higher education, AIM High. This bill will promote instructional technology and content that are accessible to the blind and other students with print disabilities. H.R. 1734 and S. 732, Access Technology Affordability Act. This legislation facilitates the purchase of access technology by establishing a per-person individual refundable tax credit to be used over a multi-year period to offset the cost of accessible technology for blind people. H.R. 1377, Transitioning to Integrated and Meaningful Employment Act, which we call TIME. This bill will increase employment opportunities by removing stigmas and low expectations propagated by Section 14C of the Fair Labor Standards Act. The bill now phases out subminimum wages over a six-year period corresponding to the recommendation of the National Council on Disability. I want to report that Congressman Danny Davis has agreed to co-sponsor H.R. 1377.
Yay.
I want to thank one of our members, for getting him to co-sponsor, and that member is Melissa Fuller. So please give her a hand.
Yay!
Persistence.
We have HR 736 and S116, which is the space available for disabled veterans. Currently, the space available program is open to disabled veterans who obtain their service-connected disability after September 14th of 1978. The bill will extend program eligibility to veterans who obtain their service-connected disabilities prior to that date, including Vietnam veterans. The Marrakesh Treaty, we're seeking to have that ratified by the Senate. It will facilitate access to published works for people who are blind, visually impaired, or otherwise print disabled. We continue to ask that you request meetings with your congressional representatives or a staff member and urge support for these bills. David Meyer and I will be meeting with a staff member in Senator Tammy Duckworth's Chicago office on November 16th. One of our key missions is to advocate for the rights of blind people here in Illinois and as members of our national organization. Some years ago, the National Federation of the Blind entered into a settlement with Cardtronics, the manufacturers of the ATM machines. The machines were not accessible before the settlement. From September 1st of this year to October 15th, our national office asked those of us throughout the country to run 11 tests in each of the affiliates and report back on the accessibility of these machines. Bill Reif, one of our board members, and Debbie Stein, our first vice president, completed the test in Illinois. We also took part, or are taking part, in the Uber and Lyft testing. Our national office entered into an agreement with Uber and Lyft on the training of their drivers regarding riders who use service animals. Leslie Hamrick is our coordinator in Illinois. We are providing feedback, both positive and negative, on the rideshare company's compliance with this agreement. Do You Dream in Color? This film was the top Bollaton Award winner at this past year's national convention. The film shows the struggles of four blind teenagers as they seek to live the lives they want. In particular, the film shows some of the barriers placed in front of blind kids by the educational system. Members of the Chicago chapter promoted and took part in a screening and discussion at the Real Abilities Film Festival on October the 6th, 2017. The Black Hawk chapter has also done a screening, and many of our members have seen the film. I have also urged John Gordon, Chief of the Bureau of Blind Service, to consider showing the film to his counselors and instructors. Somebody's laughing, so I won't even try to guess at what that means. Debbie Stein also spoke to sighted students about blindness at Elmhurst Academy. And they initially called us. The teacher asked us to come out and talk about blindness, and I asked Debbie to go out, and she did, and it was quite successful. And they have asked that someone from our organization make another presentation. Debbie Stein has also advocated on behalf of two families during the IEP process. One of the cases was to provide additional Braille and orientation and mobility to instruction, and the other was had to do with proper placement by a school district for a blind child with multiple disabilities. Both had successful conclusions. We continue to have problems with getting services for blind adults from the Bureau of Blind Service. Debbie is currently monitoring a case involving a blind adult with some cognitive delays who is seeking employment. This case has gone on for months without any resolution or reasonable explanation regarding why supportive services have not been provided. I also assisted someone with obtaining immediate services to maintain employment so they would not be subject to bureaucratic inaction and delays, which could result in a job loss. I also talked to one person who does want to attend Blind Inc. and was having trouble getting a counselor to respond to his calls, even to fill out an application. I do know he has heard from someone at BBS, but I do not know of any resolution regarding any request for attending Blind Inc. One of our advocacy committee members also provided information on blindness resources to an Arabic-speaking man who was seeking to learn English in order to obtain employment. The rest of our advocacy cases really have to do with people asking about the National Federation of the Blind and how to locate their local chapters. We also receive calls on how to apply for state rehabilitation services and other services that are available to blind people in Illinois. None of what we do would be possible without the generous donors to our organization. And in our agenda, you will find a list of the donors. I want to thank all of our donors for the monies they have given to us and will continue to give to us for all of our children and student programs and for our legislative and other advocacy programs. I also want to thank, in particular, Kathy Randall, a member of our board and President Emeritus, for her tireless efforts in seeking funds for the benefit of our affiliate, our national organization, and for our movement. Finally, it takes a lot of effort and time to put on a state convention. If you had anything at all to do with organizing this convention, whether you were out front or in the background, or if you were a speaker or were a supporter of us while we were planning our convention, thank you, thank you, thank you. We are proud members of the National Federation of the Blind, and we know that blindness is not the characteristic that defines you or your future. Every day, we raise the expectation of blind people because low expectations create obstacles between blind people and our dreams. You can live the life you want. Blindness is not what holds you back. Thank you.